September 9th through 15th, 2 Corinthians chapters 1 through 7. Be ye reconciled to God. As you study Paul's letters to the Corinthians, write down some of the gospel principles you discover and ponder how you can apply them in your life. Sometimes being a church leader means having to say some difficult things. This was true in Paul's day just as it is today. Apparently, a previous letter from Paul to the Corinthian saints included chastening and caused hurt feelings. In the letter that became 2 Corinthians, Paul tried to explain what had motivated his harsh words. Quote, "Out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote to you with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you." End quote. From 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. When you're on the receiving end of some correction from a leader, it definitely helps to know that it is inspired by Christ-like love. And even in those cases where it is not, if we're willing to see others with the kind of love Paul felt, it's easier to respond appropriately to any offenses. As Elder Jeffrey R. Holland counseled, quote, "Be kind regarding human frailty, your own, as well as that of those who serve with you in a church led by volunteer, mortal men and women. Except in the case of His only perfect begotten Son, imperfect people are all God has ever had to work with." End quote. From Lord, I Believe, Ensign Orleahona, May 2013. Ideas for Personal Scripture Study. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7, chapter 4, verses 6 through 10, and verses 17 and 18, and chapter 7, verses 4 through 7. My trials can be a blessing. Given the tribulation that Paul faced in his ministry, it's not surprising that he wrote a lot about the purposes and blessings of tribulation. Think about ways your trials can be a blessing as you read 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7, chapter 4, verses 6 through 10, and verses 17 and 18, and chapter 7, verses 4 through 7. For example, you might ponder how God comforteth you in all your tribulation, and how you can, in turn, comfort them which are in any trouble. See 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. Or you might focus on the light of Jesus Christ that hath shined in your heart, even when you are troubled and perplexed. See 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 through 10. See also Mosiah chapter 24, verses 13 through 17, and Gospel Topics, Adversity, topics.lds.org. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. I receive blessings and bless others when I forgive. We don't know much about the man Paul referred to in 2 Corinthians 2, 5 through 11, only that he had transgressed and that Paul wanted the saints to forgive him. Why do we sometimes fail to confirm our love toward someone who has offended us? How does withholding forgiveness harm others and ourselves? What does it mean to you that withholding forgiveness from others gives Satan an advantage of us? See verse 11. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verses 9 through 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 through 21. Through the atonement of Jesus Christ, I can be reconciled to God. As much as anyone, Paul knew what it was like to become a new creature. He went from being a persecutor of the Christians to a fearless defender of Christ. He knew for himself how Jesus, who knew no sin, can take away our sin and give us His righteousness, restoring us to unity with God. As you read these verses, think about what it means to be reconciled to another person. How does this help you understand what it means to be reconciled to God? Ponder what might be separating you from God. What do you need to do to be more completely reconciled to Him? See also 2 Nephi chapter 10, verses 23 through 25. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 8 through 11. Godly sorrow leads to repentance. We usually don't think of sorrow as a good thing, but Paul spoke of godly sorrow as a necessary part of repentance. Consider what you can learn about godly sorrow from the following. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 8 through 11, Alma 36, verses 16 through 21, Mormon chapter 2, verses 11 through 15, and Repentance, Gospel Topics, topics.lds.org. When have you felt godly sorrow, and what effect did it have in your life? Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you read the Scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. 2 Corinthians 3, 1-3. Have members of your family ever asked someone to write a letter of recommendation for them, such as for a job or school application? Ask them to talk about this experience and what the letter said about them. Paul taught that the lives of the saints were like letters of recommendation for the gospel from Jesus Christ himself, quote, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, end quote. As you read 2 Corinthians 3, 1-3 together, discuss how our examples are like letters of recommendation for the gospel that can be known and read of all men. Perhaps each family member could write a letter or epistle explaining how another family member has been a good example of a disciple of Jesus Christ. They could read their letters to the family and give them to the family member they wrote about. Why is it important to understand that our lives are epistles of Christ? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 7. What does it mean to walk by faith, not by sight? What are we doing to show that we believe in things we can't see? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Can your family think of or find examples in nature of things that go through remarkable transformations and become new creatures? See the picture that accompanies this outline. What do these examples teach us about how the gospel of Jesus Christ can change us? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. According to these verses, what does it mean to be ministers of God? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. How can we follow Paul's counsel to come out from among the unrighteous and be ye separate, while also being good examples to those around us? Improving our teaching. Share object lessons. Some gospel concepts, such as the atonement, can be difficult to understand. Consider using pictures or objects that can help your family understand the principles you discover in the Scriptures.